Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. Have you ever bumped into someone on the street or in the playground or at a family gathering who just doesn't understand what life with a neurodivergent child is like? They say things like, "You're great, I couldn't do what you do," or "How do you cope?" or "You're so strong." Meanwhile, you're thinking things like, "It wasn't a choice," and "I'm not coping at all, it just looks like I am." The fact is, most people don't understand what your day-to-day life looks like. Those qualities that people admire in you, your empathy, your responsibility, your resilience, they're what help you cope. But those same strengths, if they go into overdrive, can start to impact your well-being in ways that leave you anxious, drained, or even burnt out. So, what do I mean when I say our strengths can work against us? Think about empathy. Many of us have a strong ability to tune into the emotions of the people around us. That can be a real gift. It helps us understand others, connect with them, and offer care in a meaningful way. But when that empathy goes too far, it can feel like we're absorbing other people's stress as if it were our own. Psychologists sometimes call this empathic distress. Instead of compassion energizing us, it can leave us feeling overwhelmed and emotionally exhausted. Or take responsibility. Being someone who can be relied upon, who follows through, who holds things together, that's a real strength. But taking on too much responsibility can creep in quietly. Suddenly, we feel as if everything depends on us, whether it's family, work, or the people in our wider lives. That can be an unbearable weight, and it chips away at our sense of ease within ourselves. The same goes for resilience. It's so important to be able to keep going, to adapt and bounce back. But resilience in overdrive can become pushing through no matter what, ignoring our body's need for rest, or silencing our emotions because we think we should just cope. And over time, that erodes rather than protects our well-being. Why is this useful for our well-being? Research in positive psychology tells us that strengths are most powerful when used in balance. They're like muscles. When we use them in the right way, they support us. But when we overuse them, they can start to cause strain. When empathy tips too far, it can become overwhelm. When responsibility gets too heavy, it can turn into guilt. And when resilience is pushed and pushed, it can slip into burnout. So recognizing this isn't about criticizing ourselves. It's about understanding why we sometimes feel stretched thin, even when we're doing what we thought was right. With awareness, we can bring those strengths back into balance so they support rather than drain us. Every strength needs a counterweight. Pair empathy with boundaries. Pair responsibility with rest. Pair resilience with softness. That might mean allowing yourself to put the phone down at night without answering every message. It might mean letting yourself admit, this is hard and I need a break. This is about protecting your well-being, not just as a parent, not just as a partner, but as someone who deserves to be taken care of. If you'd like to stay connected or receive podcast updates, you can visit diversewellbeing.ie and join our mailing list. So, if you've ever felt worn out by the qualities that usually help you, know that you're not alone. By finding balance, you can make sure those strengths keep serving you rather than depleting you. Thanks for listening. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.